Thanks for calling Pecos Valley Broadcasting Company.
Para ser atendido en español, presione 8.
If you'd like to dispense with the menu and just talk to a person, press 0. For new...
Good morning, Pecos Valley Broadcasting.
Hi, this is Dr. Keith Cantor.
Hello, it's me. I'm the guy that called you earlier.
Thanks. I'm supposed to have an interview with Mike Jacobson, or did they switch it? Okay.
No. I'm the guy that you're talking to.
Oh, okay. What's your name?
Mike Jackson.
Jackson, okay.
Yeah.
I was close.
Yeah, just a few letters off. That's okay.
Hey, the J was right.
Right, yeah, exactly. Let me tell you what I'd like for you to talk about here, okay? Just to kind of give you a heads up. I'd like for you to explain to us what diet and proper meal plan have to do with substance abuse. That's number one. Number two, I'd also like for you to kind of tell us why substance abuse programs don't have a very high success rate. The other thing that I'd like for you to do is talk about the NAMED program, which you had. Then
named.
All right. Okay, all right. Well, good. This is why I talk to people before we start recording.
Yeah. Well, what it really stands for is Nutritional Addiction Mitigation Eating and Drinking, and I figured named is way easier.
Exactly. Then drawing everything out. And then finally, the other thing that I'd like for you to talk about is what sort of nutrition and meal plan do you recommend to people to keep people away from substance abuse?
Okay, that's what the NAME program is, so that's easy for me.
Okay, all right. And then I'll just ask you for some final words, okay?
No problem. I'm ready whenever you are.
Okay, tell you what, give me a second to flip the switch and I'll be ready to go, okay? Hang on. All right, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine.
Okay, I can hear you too. That's good. Okay, Dr. Cantor, just to let you know, I'm recording this as of right now. We're talking with Dr. Keith Cantor, and we are coming in 3, 2, 1. Well, Dr. Cantor, I want you to explain a little bit more about the NAMED program here in just a bit. Before we do that, though, I was wondering if you could explain to us what diet and a proper meal plan have to do with substance abuse.
Okay, I'd be happy to. First of all, like you said, we'll go into what the NAME program is later, but the concept behind it, which is the question that you really asked, is nutritionally to make the withdrawal from abuse substances have a much higher success rate and make the relapse rate much lower. And even though I think it only works well in a controlled environment to start with, which is an addiction facility or a rehabilitation facility, because they have counselors there and psychiatrists and psychologists and all the other things that are needed for a successful withdrawal and successful recovery, nutrition plays a major role. And if you don't mind me getting a little scientific, I'll explain that role to you.
Go right ahead.
Okay. Everybody has opiate receptors in their body, all mammals, so of course all humans do, and these are just clusters of proteins. But what these clusters of proteins do is when they're stimulated by drugs, by alcohol, and by certain foods, they then release certain chemicals, and these chemicals give us the urge to want something. It's sort of hard for our body to distinguish exactly what it wants. So whatever the abused substance is, that's what our body assumes, and in most cases it's right, that it wants. So let me give you an example. Let's say, unfortunately, you're addicted to cocaine or to heroin or to oxycodone or alcohol, and then you have a lot of sugar. Well, the sugar stimulates the opiate receptors. The opiate receptors will then release the chemicals that'll tell you that you have an urge. Since your body is used to a certain abused substance, that's what it assumes the urge is for, and then it'll have more of that. That's why my program works best in a controlled environment, you know, meaning a facility, because in theory they don't have access to the substances that they're abusing, so the nutrition could really take hold. So what you have to do nutritionally is make sure, step one, that you don't stimulate the opiate receptors. And that means you make menus and recipes that don't contain sugar, that don't have gluten, that don't have certain dairy products in it, because all those things stimulate the opiate receptors. Caffeine stimulates the opiate receptors. Whenever you're stimulating them, it's giving the body an urge. If there's no drugs to take, what they'll usually do is go for something else that stimulates the opiate receptors. They call it transference. So that's why you'll see most people that are trying to get off of drugs will smoke, for instance, and they'll transfer to nicotine. Or they'll have lots of junk food like sugars and simple carbohydrates or gluten and things that stimulate the opiate receptors. So it gets the same feeling, not as good, and it doesn't get the euphoria, but at least it's stimulating the opiate receptors. The concept of the NAME program and what I try to do nutritionally is not stimulate the opiate receptors, plus have them not have the drugs for a period of about a month, because that's what most of the facilities do. It's usually a 28 or 35-day program. Now the body is getting used to not having the opiate receptors stimulated, eating much better, you know, better nutritionally. We also have amino acid therapy in there to give them a kickstart, because most people that are addicted to drugs or alcohol are nutritionally deficient. So they're getting healthier, and they're getting used to not having their opiate receptors stimulated. This way, when they leave, if all that happened, and the reason why we have such a low success rate is when they leave the facility, even though they didn't have the drug, the whole time they still had their opiate receptor stimulated. So as soon as they leave and there's nobody watching them and their opiate receptor gets stimulated, they go back to the drug. This way we're accomplishing two things, and it makes the success rate much higher. So that's one of the scientific reasons. There's a second one also, and again, I'll try to do it as simple as I can, but most people who were addicted to drugs or alcohol have what's called inflammation. And when I say inflammation, I don't mean, you know, like a swollen ankle or knee. Internal inflammation. And that causes all sorts of problems, like it aggravates arthritis, fibromyalgia, Crohn's disease, could give heart problems, even problems with the brain, because it's causing internal inflammation. And it's caused by acidosis, which means our pH is too low in our body. It's acidic because of the food that we're eating. The big problem for addicts is that when they have a low pH in their body and the acidosis and the inflammation, it throws the insulin mechanism out of whack, which then gives them urges for sugar, or it takes the other route and doesn't work at all, and it drops all the sugar in their cells, both of which stimulate the opiate receptors and cause that urge to want the drug again. So the NAME program does both. It doesn't make sure it doesn't stimulate the opiate receptors at all, and B, it raises the pH through the diets and through water to get rid of the inflammation, so the insulin mechanism is working to help them not stimulate the opiate receptors, and it's also much healthier for them. So those are the two main aims of the NAME program, and those are the main things that you have to watch nutritionally, is to not stimulate the opiate receptors and to get rid of the inflammation that not only most addicts but most Americans actually have.
All right, let's talk a little bit more about substance abuse recovery programs. I've got some information here in front of me that says that most programs only report a success rate of anywhere from 8 to 13%. Can you explain why the success rate with these kind of programs is not very high?
Yes. First of all, the numbers I heard were somewhat similar. I heard that they average between 10 and 14%. The VA actually does towards the higher side of it, which is nice to hear. But the reason is what I explained at the beginning. What they do is, at most of these facilities, is they have a psychiatrist or a psychologist, which is good, to try to get to what caused the problem to begin with. If they could do that, they'll have a much better chance of success, but they're only able to do that a small percentage of the time because people are holding back. The other reason is that when you just keep the people away from the drugs or alcohol, and you don't stop the other things that are giving them the urges, meaning the initial problems, you know, which could be family problems, they could be depression. There's so many, I'm not a psychiatrist, but there's so many different reasons, you know, peer pressure, et cetera. If you don't stop that and you don't stop the physical problem, which is stimulated opiate receptors and inflammation, when they leave, all that you did was give their body a little break and they're a little healthier. And you get about 10%+ of the people that say, you know, I feel better. I'd like to stay that way, which is great. But most of them don't understand what happened, and they're still having the stimulated opiate receptors, so they're still having the urges. And as soon as the abuse substance is available again, as soon as they stimulate the opiate receptors, they go back to it. So we're not doing the full picture, and there's financial reasons for it. But that's why we came out with the name program and made it so inexpensive. And so far, our reception has been phenomenal.
Okay, I know you touched briefly on the named program a little bit earlier in the interview. Is there anything else you'd like to say about it that we haven't covered here in the last few minutes?
Yeah, sure. What the name program is, and the website is namedprogram.com, N-A-M-E-D, program.com. And what it is it's a series of diets and recipes for all year long made specifically for the facilities, you know, the addiction and rehabilitation facilities, five a day, you know, three main meals and two snacks, and we vary it throughout the year. That does what we told you. It makes it so the opiate receptors aren't stimulated, and it gets rid of the inflammation, or at least drastically reduces it. And you have to make it easy for them. So it's all done. It's all computerized. We license it to the facilities, but we do something that no other program does. When the people leave the facility at the end of it, we give them a code. They're able to go onto the site and get a free code. You know, the facility has to pay for it, but the people don't. They get a free code so they could keep getting updated information, any new research, and still be able to constantly get new recipes and menus that they could follow. And our hope is that even though we know far from 100% they'll do it, if even 10 or 20% do it just because they like it and they're used to it, that lowers the relapse rate, which, as you said, is horrible. It's, you know, at least 85%. If I could just lower it to 80 or 75%, I feel like a miracle worker, because there's 15 million addicts a year in the United States, although a lot of them are duplicated.
All right, and finally, what sort of nutrition and meal plan do you recommend to keep people away from substance abuse?
Well, first of all, it's just healthy nutrition. They could go onto my site, the NAME program site. They look under nutrition. There's a free week's worth of menus there that they could look at and see. But basically what it is it's vegetables, it's fruits. You want to stay away from simple carbohydrates and sugar. You want to have a good lean protein. You want to have healthy fats. And you want to make sure overall it's a higher pH, which you know, my menus are, but to give you some examples, foods that are higher pH are lemons, limes, watermelon, grapefruit, mangoes, papaya, broccoli, spinach, asparagus, onions, garlic, parsley, most herbal teas. If they do that, plus have some higher pH water and follow the menus, it'll give them a much better chance of not relapsing when they leave. And, of course, if they do while they're in the clinic with all the other things available to them in a good facility, it'll increase their success rate.
Dr. Cantor, is there anything else you'd like to add that we haven't covered here in the last few minutes?
No, the only other thing is if they have anything specific, they could go to my other site, which is Dr. for Doctor, Keith Cantor, KEITHKANTOR.com, and that has other recipes in it, but it also has some specific things like if you have Crohn's disease or if you have diabetes. It's really not for addicts, that site, whereas the named site is for people that have substance abuse problems, but they cross over, but it's free. So they could get some good ideas, and I'm lucky enough to get interviewed by people like you and other magazines and TV, so they might be able to pick up some pointers between the two sites.
All right, well, tell you what, that will take care of it, okay?
Okay, well, thank you very much, and thanks for having me on the show again. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you. We'll talk to you next time.
Thanks.
Okay.